This is Twit.
Leo Laporte, the tech guy. There you go. That magic music signals the arrival in his Funkmobile, accompanied with the Funkettes, Scott Wilkinson. Our home theater guru.
Get funky.
He is the funkiest tuba player in the world. Thank you, Scott. Editor at the AVS Forum, and he joins us each week to talk about home theater, audio, and video. I just was mentioning that I got this Amazon Fire TV Cube. Have you ever used the Fire TV?
That's one I have not tried. No.
Yeah, we've used the
Roku stick and the Apple TV and so on, but I've never tried Fire TV. And I don't yet have the Cube. I saw that last week, the announcement that it was available.
Yeah.
And I thought, wow, that's pretty interesting. I must admit, I've always been a little squeamish about any device that kind of listens.
Well, I'm sure it's listening to everything you're doing in the TV room.
Yeah.
Because it's an Echo.
I don't have an Echo.
Supports 4K, HDR10, and Atmos, which is kind of cool. Not Dolby Vision. But
I wonder about HLG.
Doesn't mention HLG.
That's the other high dynamic range format that the World Cup, some sources are providing that World Cup in HDR with using HLG.
Oh, interesting. Well, the idea of this is it's a Fire TV that you control with your voice, and it's kind of cool.
Right.
I mean, I set it up in my office, and it's kind of cool because you can go into the office and say, turn on the TV, or you can even better say, let's watch Westworld.
Right.
Echo, watch Westworld. It's a little, you know, funny, and I'm sure Michael will have the same experience, because what it then does is it searches for Westworld. It has built into it Netflix, of course, and Amazon Prime and Amazon, all the Amazon music and all the Amazon stuff. And then you can add, as I did, HBO Go or HBO Now. You can add Showtime anytime.
Mm-hmm.
So I have HBO Now on there. And so I said, let's watch Westworld. And what it'll do is then looks throughout its database of stuff and says, oh, there's two Westworlds. There's the movie, the old Yul Brynner movie.
1970s,
and then there's the TV show. And then it puts up on the screen. It uses the screen, puts up on the screen. And then you're supposed to say, play one or play two.
Right.
So it takes a few steps. If you ask for the weather, it puts a weather report up on the screen.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
You can watch NBC and CBS if you have an account with them and stuff like that.
You mean the streaming ones?
Yeah, it's on demand. I don't think they have live. And that's been the problem all along is that, you know, no. If you want to replace TV, I didn't see YouTube. YouTube's not on here. I didn't see YouTube TV, which would give me live TV.
Right.
It has Hulu. So, you know, you can control Netflix with it, which is kind of cool. But I like the idea. And then when you leave the room, this is my favorite part. You could say, Echo, turn off the TV, and the whole thing shuts down. I have it hooked up through my AV receiver. So it's got an IR blaster all around. It's a cube. Mm. So it fires infrared out from the whole. And there's even a little attachment so you can put an IR blaster.
Wow, so it fires out IR commands in all directions, sort of?
Yeah, but it doesn't control the Apple TV or the Roku. It could, but it doesn't.
It doesn't. It's just trying to replace them.
Right. That's probably the point. But it does record my AV receiver, and it does record my control my TV. And that
control
was fairly easy
TV.
To set up. Yeah.
You know, I've read an article recently about how many things from Star Trek are now real.
Yeah, this is one.
And that's one of
computer.
Them.
Computer.
Yes.
Working.
Voice control is really amazing.
Yeah. I mean, you know, like you say, some people don't want anything listening in the house. Don't forget, though,
squeamish
your
about
phone
it.
Is also listening, but we won't. I don't want to trouble you.
So. Why, thank you.
so we'll just move on. You wanted to talk about sound bars, and I would say of all the AV stuff that we talk about, that's the number one topic.
Yep, that and TVs, I bet.
Yeah. Well, everybody wants to know about TVs, but for some reason, people are really – because TVs today don't come with very good sound, or some don't even come with sound at all. So you need something, and a lot of people don't
really
want.
Bad.
Yeah, they don't want to put in five or seven speakers.
Mm-hmm.
So a soundbar can do it all, right? Can it do Atmos? Somebody asked me last week.
Yes, it can. There are a number of soundbars that will do Atmos, and that does it in this reflective way, right? We've talked about this before, where Atmos, as you know, is speakers around you or sound sources around you and overhead, forming a fully hemispherical sound field. So if a helicopter flies overhead, you hear it flying overhead.
Now, in the movie theater, that really works. It's very powerful.
Oh, yeah. It's phenomenal.
But how well does it sound?
They have real speakers up there.
Yeah, right. They've got big speakers up there.
Big speakers and a bunch of them.
Yeah.
At home, you can do at most, unless you have a super expensive system, you can do at most 4 speakers overhead. But say you have a domestic partner who doesn't want you to put speakers on the ceiling.
Yeah.
You can do it by reflecting sound, by having separate speakers that are sort of sitting on top of your regular speakers that push sound up to the ceiling that reflects back down to you, and it sounds like it's coming from overhead. Sound bars can do this as well because they have drivers, little speaker elements that vibrate. They have drivers in them that send sound straight toward you as normal speakers would, but they also have drivers that point upward and bounce the sound off the ceiling, and it comes back down to you, and it sounds like something's coming from overhead. And there are quite a few companies that make them. LG has a couple. Philips, not so common in this country. Samsung, very common in this country. Sony, Yamaha has a number of them.
How well Vizio do they does. Work, though? I mean,
surprisingly well.
Okay.
It's amazing, actually. Now, you're only getting basically 2 channels of overhead sound. Which is less effective than if you have 4 channels of overhead sound.
Oh, I didn't know you could do 4. Okay.
You can, yeah. In fact, the latest, I think it's the latest Denon flagship receiver will let you do 6 overhead speakers.
Ooh.
And that's the first time that's happened. Now, that's an expensive product. That's several $1,000s just for the receiver.
Then you've got to buy 6 speakers. Wow.
Right, exactly.
Wow.
But a soundbar, as you point out, and rightly so, is intended for people who don't want to mess with a bunch of speakers but want better sound than is coming from their TV.
Right.
And virtually any soundbar will do that. And a number of these now have this Atmos feature where you have 2 channels anyway going up as well as channels coming straight at you. And even simulating as if they're coming from beside you or even a little behind you. It's amazing what DSP, digital signal processing, can do.
They're tricking your ears.
Yes,
really interesting.
Exactly so.
Yeah.
They're tricking your ears into thinking you've got a sound coming from side over here to the side or a little behind you even. And then they're using this reflective technology to give you the sense of sounds coming from overhead. And it's remarkably effective.
Well, all right. Is there one that you really like that that's not too expensive, but people
well,
should look at?
Well, I generally, for not very expensive ones, I generally recommend Vizio. And my colleague Mark Henninger just published his review of a Vizio soundbar on AVS Forum. It doesn't have Atmos, but it's only a couple $100.
Wow. So that's a good option if you don't have decent sound in your TV, but you don't.
Exactly. Which... 99.99% of people with TVs don't have decent sound in their TVs.
Yeah.
A sound bar is the next step up, and it's a big step up. Now, the step beyond that, of course, is an audio-video receiver and speakers all around, but if you don't want to go that route, sound bar's great.
That's a solution we like, but not everybody can do. Scott Wilkinson, as always, a pleasure. If you want to know more, avsforum.com. Scott's always got great reviews and articles, and he joins us each week at this time to help you better understand your home theater options. Thank you, Scott.
You bet.